This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two Clear Creek County Sheriff's officers involved in the killing of Christian Glass have been indicted by a grand jury. Deputy Andrew Bune shot Glass and faces a second-degree murder charge. Sergeant Kyle Gould is charged with criminally negligent homicide. Body camera footage shows Gould arrived on the scene shortly after Glass was killed and muted his body camera for personal conversations with the officers who were there. Some Colorado companies and researchers will soon get $9.5 million from the state. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the grants cover industries like aerospace, electronics, bioscience, and technology.
The 40 grants come from Colorado's Economic Development Office. Recipients include a Boulder company that develops unmanned aircraft systems and a Carbondale company that makes biodegradable plant-based wax for skis and snowboards. The largest grant is $492,000. It goes to a Boulder company that developed a throwable camera robot for first responders. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are continuing an effort to clean up the state's tax code. They want to eliminate 6 tax credits that have no one left who meets the criteria to claim them, and 4 others they don't think anyone is claiming. The credits relate to oil shale, which was researched in the 1970s but never became commercially viable. Colorado's state tax credit for electric vehicles shrinks next year. The incentive drops from $2,500 to $2,000. Other potential discounts will remain available. Xcel Energy offers its Colorado customers $5,500 for a new electric car and a $3,000 discount on a used electric model. The Federal Inflation Reduction Act also renews a separate $7,500 tax credit, but only for cheaper models assembled in the U.S. This is CPR News and KRCC.